Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine needing to be instantly up to speed on a really complex industry, ready to walk in and, well, impress someone with deep insights.
Yeah, avoiding that feeling of maybe missing something crucial.
Exactly. Today, we're diving into the power of something called Advanced Client Targeting, or ACT. You've shared some really interesting sources on this.
A mix, yeah. Market reports, some white papers, even some internal thinking.
And what really jumps out is how ACT seems to be changing the game, particularly how businesses connect with prospects in, say, the UK pension market.
Right.
So our mission today is really to pull out the core insights on how ACT manages to, well, shorten those sales cycles and significantly boost win rates.
And what's fascinating, I think, is how it moves beyond just, efficiency. It allows businesses to shift from just reacting to actually proactively creating value.
Proactive value creation. How so?
Well, it anticipates needs so precisely that sales talks become less of a pitch and more like a collaborative session, solving problems together. It reveals not just who to talk to, but the specific why and crucially, when. That's quite strategic, really.
That's a really powerful way to frame it. It's almost like having a sort of intelligence agent working for you 24/7.
Kind of, yeah.
And our sources definitely back this up. They say ACT is a total game changer for anyone serving the UK pension market. You know, actuaries, accountants, asset managers.
Lawyers, professional trustees, administrators, the list goes on.
It's described as gold dust, and you can see why. It pulls real-time information from, well, everywhere. Companies' house filings.
Company websites, sure, but also the pension scheme member websites.
Huh.
All the documents, newsletters, reports.
Right, the deep stuff,
Yeah.
plus LinkedIn, X.com, news stories, interviews, going back years,
Yeah.
apparently.
Back to 2010. So it builds this incredibly rich picture.
So it develops this deep understanding of context priorities, both at the company level and, importantly, the scheme level, too.
Precisely. And it knows which projects are done, which are planned, maybe which ones haven't even mentioned yet.
Which lets it do what? Generate a kind of shopping list.
Essentially, yes, a tailored shopping list for each target. And it can even crunch the numbers, build the business case, using the prospect's own data to show the positive impact.
Ah, using their own data, that's key, isn't it? Not just generic benefits.
Exactly. It builds the case using their context, their numbers.
So, okay, it gathers all this incredibly detailed info. How does it then turn that into, the actionable moments? Spotting those opportunities manually feels impossible.
It's about finding the triggers, those critical signals.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, well, for an administration provider, perhaps, ACT might flag if an in-house team's costs are, say, over £60 per member when the outsourced average is maybe £40.
That's quite specific.
Or, even more critical, maybe their data accuracy is below 85% with the 2026 pensions dashboard's deadline looming.
Right, that's a massive compliance risk.
Huge. And an immediate trigger for potentially looking at outsourcing.
And you mentioned it anticipates things too, sees triggers coming over the horizon.
Yeah, that's where it gets really powerful, gives you a competitive edge.
So, for maybe an investment consultant or a fiduciary manager,
It might spot a scheme where returns have consistently lagged benchmarks, maybe by over 1% for 3 years straight, or if their liability matching assets look a bit shaky given market moves. It's also vital for spotting, key buyers changing jobs or retiring, or maybe internal teams needing system updates for new legislation, like the Pension Schemes Bill 2025 stuff around surplus extraction.
So it connects market shifts or regulations directly to a specific company's potential need.
Exactly. Or even, key people at competitors retiring or moving on. That creates openings.
It seems like ACT really understands the angles to emphasize because it gets the specific context. It knows why something matters to that particular company or scheme.
Right, whether it's, I don't know, the big push for consolidation in bulk annuities, or maybe a university scheme questioning its in-house admin setup, or a legal review needed because of regulatory changes.
ACT finds the evidence using their own situation, their own data, to back up the recommendation, not just waving general market trends around.
That's the core of it. It's evidence-based, hyper-personalized insight.
What's really transformative then, it sounds like, is this shift from reacting to, well, anticipating.
Absolutely. It changes the whole client engagement dynamic. You walk in armed with this granular, real-time insight. You're not just selling, you're demonstrating value from the first second, showing you already understand their world.
So, thinking about this, what does it all really mean for you, the listener?
Well, it means being prepared, stepping into conversations with recommendations backed by solid evidence, their evidence.
Seeing those triggers on the horizon, making connections way before competitors even know there's an opportunity.
Yeah. And it really raises an important question, doesn't it? Without this kind of advanced insight.
What hidden opportunities might you be missing out on? Every single day, something to think about.